I wanted to address the Josh Brown situation. When we made the decision to re-sign Josh back in 2015, we were certainly aware of the arrest. We were also aware of the allegations associated with that arrest and the fact that the charges were dropped within a couple of days after the arrest. Based on the facts and circumstances that we were aware of at that time, we were comfortable with our decision to re-sign him. Nothing has happened in the meantime to make us question that decision. This is an issue, domestic violence, that we take very seriously here. Everybody in this building, players and employees alike, go through a training program on issues like domestic violence and sexual abuse and DUI. We have worked very closely for many, many years, long before this became a hot-button topic, with an organization called My Sister's Place. And this is an issue that is very personal to a lot of us. In this particular case, as an employer, it's a complicated and emotional issue, and you have to make decisions based on the facts and circumstances you're presented with. When we made this decision, we knew that the NFL was going to conduct its own investigation. We had no idea how long that was going to take. Obviously, it's resulted in Josh being handed a one-game suspension. We accept that decision, we support it, and now we move on. So that's my statement. With that, I'll take whatever questions you have.
How do you feel about the police report regarding the May 2015 incident, including her version at that time of a history of things happening prior to that, amounting to up to 20 incidents?
Well, there have been different numbers reported. We were certainly aware at the time that there were allegations of numerous incidents. Based, again, on the facts and circumstances that we're aware of, we were comfortable with our decision to sign them.
So the regarding of that is as allegations and not necessarily what happened based off the information you have. Is that the inference?
Well, I mean, one thing that you learn when you're dealing with these issues is that there's a big difference between allegations and convictions or indictments. And it's very difficult sometimes to sort through all that and make informed decisions. We attempted to make an informed decision here. We'll live with the results of that decision, and we move forward. A lot of times there's a tendency to try to make these cases black and white. They're very rarely black and white. You very rarely have a Ray Rice video. There are allegations made. You try to sort through the facts, and you try to make an informed decision. That's what we did here.
What do you say to the fact that the league decided, I think they suspended him one game. They said he did do something wrong, and that's why they suspended him.
They made their decision, and we accept that decision, and we move forward. We've made our decision, and we're comfortable with that decision.
John, did you investigate yourselves as an organization and find those allegations to be invalid?
I'm not going to get into whether they were valid or invalid. We did do some due diligence on this. We had a number of conversations with a number of different people. Again, we're comfortable with the decision we made.
Are there facts that you are aware of that the public, that we are not aware of?
I'm not going to get into that. And that's one of the reasons why I hesitated, quite frankly, in addressing all of you, because you get into discussions like that, and I don't think it's fair or appropriate. There are privacy issues here. There are sensitive emotional issues that affect families. And it's very difficult to discuss those in public and make a situation even worse than it already is. Again, we had a lot of facts and circumstances that were presented to us. We looked at all of those things. I think this is an organization that always tries to do the right thing. I don't know that we always get it done, but we try. We did our homework here. We got as many of the facts and circumstances in front of us as we could, and we made a determination based on
those. The interview with police, was that something you specifically
had? I'm not going to get into what we had and what we didn't have. We had enough information to allow us to make a decision, and nothing that has happened since then has caused us to change our mind.
In the incident report, there is an accusation that the Giants were involved in, that someone was trying to blackmail the Brown family, and that the Giants, quote, made them go away.
Well, that's ridiculous. That's completely ridiculous.
John, did you require anything of Josh, any kind of intervention with him? Did you ask anything
expecting of him after your...
Josh knows what's expected of him. It's been made pretty clear. I happen to know, and I wouldn't normally say this, but I think he has made it public. He's been going through counseling for a couple of years now. We're pretty confident that he's been very diligent about that. He's been a good citizen since he's been here. He's had conversations with a number of us on the management end, including myself, and I'm confident that he's going to continue to conduct himself in a manner that we expect him to do.
John, a lot of different members of your fan base, you know, think of this incident in different ways. What is your overall reaction, and what are you getting out of from your fans, and what's your message to them?
We've heard some complaints from fans. I mean, whenever you deal with an issue like that, you're going to hear complaints about it. But again, we're trying to do the right thing here. As an employer, it's not always easy to make those decisions. What you have to do is take each case on a case-by-case basis, try to educate yourself as much as possible as to all the facts and circumstances surrounding the particular case, and then make an informed decision. That's what we did here, and we're going to stick with that decision.
What made you determine that the distraction that could potentially come, that you knew that this was a potential, outweighed the fact of resigning and what?
Well, I'm trying to be fair to Josh also. Yes, it's a distraction. Yes, the easiest thing in the world for us to have done would have been to say, let's find another kicker. But I'm trying to be fair to him as well. I think he's trying to do the right thing. He deserves an opportunity to show that he can do that.
So to clarify with the blackmail accusation, the Giants were never informed of any blackmail?
Absolutely not.
John, the first time you heard about this, you have women who work in this organization who have applied to the first thing. So you have to look at them, talk to them about this. So you feel that Josh should be...
I'm painfully aware that I have four daughters and seven sisters, and I know I got to face each one of them. And these are not easy decisions. Very easy to say, guy's been accused, get rid of him, terminate him. But, when you're sitting at the top of an organization and you're responsible for a lot of people, you better make more informed decisions than that.
I mean, you didn't have to get rid of him. He was not signed. Right?
It's the same thing.
No,
he had been with us.
You didn't even have to sign.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So just getting back to the comment about the difference between allegations and indictments, but as we know with women who potentially are battered or go through domestic violence, there can be hesitations in coming forth or citing anything that might be present or ongoing. So how do you put that with what you were saying, the difference between allegations, and indictments, when you look at the syndrome of that?
There's no question that what you just said is correct. However, again, when you're in an employment situation, you got to make decisions based on the facts and circumstances in front of you and based on your own investigation. And that's what we did. And we felt that based on all of that, we were comfortable in signing them. I'm not going to make any comments about, the veracity of the allegations or anything like that, other than to say we were comfortable in making an employment decision.
Does that mean that you feel that she was not truthful about
I
that?
Did not say that.
I'm asking. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
John, on domestic violence, do you draw a line at conviction?
I don't think we draw that line. I think the league found out a few years ago that if you completely rely on the criminal justice system, that could backfire. So that's why the league has a personal conduct policy. That's why they do their own investigation. And sometimes there are facts that are so compelling that they lead you to make a decision even prior to the criminal justice system. When you're an employer, you look at the problems that the judicial system has in dealing with these issues, and the employers have the same problem. And you have to take these things on a case-by-case basis and try to make informed decisions. That's what we did here.
Josh said he told the team the day he got arrested. Is that the first time you guys became aware of any sort of domestic issues?
He informed us also, whether it was that day or the day after, I don't remember. And I don't recall at the time whether we were aware of anything at that time. We obviously are aware now of what the history was there. And again, we did our due diligence.
You threw a 911 call while he was living in Jersey playing on the team. You didn't weren't aware of those?
We were all of the allegations that I've read about over the last few days, I believe we were aware of.
Did you know he was, according to the prosecutor's letter, he was still under investigation as early as May, so a month after you had signed him. Did you know that was still out there?
I don't recall whether he's under investigation or not. I just know that the charges had been dropped within a few days after he had been arrested.
Thank you.
Do you expect Josh to be the kicker this season after the first game?
That's going to be a football decision. There'll be a competition, and that'll be up to the coach.
Nothing that has happened now over the last, week to 10 days changes his employment status, though, in your mind?
It does not. It's going to be determined on the field.
You said you were hesitant to talk, so what made you come out today?
I don't know. I just it's such a complex and emotional issue. I just felt like the time was right, and truthfully, I probably should have done it a couple of days ago.
So what happens? You said that you live with the decision. God forbid something else does happen. How because you said you have daughters, you have even people in this organization, how would you regard that? Because at that point, it would definitely be a minimum of six, and then not even whatever the PR.
Well, I don't want to speculate on that, but obviously we don't believe it will, but I don't want to speculate on that.
Sure.
There was specifically a letter that said Josh admitted to abuse against his wife. I assume you're cleared on that. You looked into that. Then is that fair to say that you found nothing there in specific to that letter?
Jordan, all I can tell you is that we're aware of all the allegations, and I believe all the facts and circumstances, and we were comfortable with our decision to re-sign him.
Okay.